It must be in back in Fargo Moorhead if Pinto is playing this bumper music. It's kind of like summery bumper music, Pinto, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you just got to get people in the mood for the weekend. It can be summer. It could be weekend. You know, it can be either or.
You know what I did there? You know why I had to kind of reboot there and redo my introduction? I put on the wrong set of headsets. So I put on a set of headsets. I couldn't hear anything. I was wondering what was going on. So I started talking, and I realized, you know what? I bet I have the wrong set of headsets on in the press box here at Stambaugh Stadium.
I got a little nervous, frankly. I have my button ready to shut anything off in case somebody came on that wasn't supposed to be on. So I was nervous back here, not going to lie.
I was just kicking back, waiting for the music to kind of play. And the next thing I know, I'm talking to nobody. So I had to put on the right set of cans, as we say in the business. We need to get a little bit serious here because we have a very important person on the Mike McFeely Show right now on KFGO. He is the Revenue Commissioner for the great state of Minnesota. His name is Myron Franz, and he joins us right now on KFGO. Good afternoon, Myron. How are you doing on a beautiful Friday in Minnesota?
Well, good afternoon. I'm doing great. I mean, what could be better? I mean, it's Friday afternoon, as you were saying. I'm in Ada, Minnesota, and having a great time.
What are you doing in Ada, Myron? That's the question that everybody just asked. What the heck is the Revenue Commissioner in Minnesota doing in Ada, Minnesota, in Norman County?
Well, it's a great question. I'm here to celebrate with some of our friends here. One of the things that we've noticed with property tax levies coming out this week, preliminary levies coming out, we found that Ada was able to keep theirs flat. And I took a look at some of what they've been able to do the last 4 years. Ada has been able to keep their property tax levy absolutely flat. And one of the things we wanted to do was kind of support the partnership. We've been providing more government aid, local government aid to Ada and some of these other cities. We've provided the sales tax exemption for cities. So I wanted to come out and say thank you to Ada, to the mayor. Mayor Woody Rue is out here, Senator Kent Eakin, Representative Paul Marquardt, Representative Ben Lean, and we have a bunch of city council members, Jim Ostenson, Cindy Peterson, Rod Erickson, Candy Robertson, Richard Pensino, Craig Edward, and Jim Hansen. So we got a big crowd.
That's a very nice crowd. A lot of dignitaries, especially when you're talking Marquardt, Eakin, and Lean. I mean, those are celebrities in Fargo Moorhead, Myron. So got to watch
great,
your P's and Q's. Got to watch your P's and Q's with those guys.
Well, so I was on your show once with Representative Paul Marquardt about a month or so ago. So it was good to be back on your show again with you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You bet. So let me ask you this. So how is Ada able to do this? What types of things are they doing in Ada that's allowing them to keep property taxes flat in that great city?
Well, one of the things I think that's so great about small cities and counties that people in these jurisdictions really know how to make their budgets work. One of the things they do is their departments work well together. So if someone has an extra piece of equipment, they share it, or they know how to work with each other very efficiently. So they really do what we call better government. That's really effective government, but also they don't really get into bond issues or debt issues that they can't afford. And so one of the problems we see with some cities and counties is they have these big debts and these bonding issues they really can't afford with their local revenue supply. So I think they've kept their eyes on what they can afford and kept it to a minimum.
Well, I think it's important for cities, not only Ada, but many Minnesota cities, to kind of take that model, because if cities and counties are going to look to the state for some relief in the forms of local government aid and some other, you mentioned the sales tax exemption, if the state's going to do that, then I think that the cities, the municipalities, the counties, they need to take advantage of that, Myron, right? I mean, isn't that kind of the model? Isn't that what we're trying to do here in Minnesota?
It really is. And Minnesota is a little bit unique in that respect. And I think one of the things that my boss, Mark Dayton, governor, really wanted to accomplish along with the legislature this last year was to really give more tools. As you know, the last, you know, I think 9 out of the last 11 years we've had deficits. And finally, we wanted to provide a balanced budget with real revenues and real investments. We wanted to share some of that with cities and counties. So that's why we provided them with more local government aid, $80 million in city aid, $40 million in county program aid, and $129 million worth of aid in the form of the sales tax exemption. So those tools we really wanted to give to the cities and counties and let them make those decisions. They're the ones that know what the citizens need in their local jurisdictions.
Myron Franz, the Revenue Commissioner of Minnesota, our guest of the Mike McFeely Show. He is in Ada, Minnesota, as we speak, applauding the folks of Ada for keeping their property taxes flat their levy flat here in 2013. I'm going to be the bad guy, okay? And I've been known to be a bad guy before, Myron. But
okay,
as I look at Minnesota, and if the state is going to do that, if the governor and the legislature are going to give cities and counties the tools to keep their levies flat to reduce property taxes, and then the cities and counties don't do that, then the cities and counties aren't doing what was supposed to happen. And if I'm the state, I'm getting mad about that. If I'm in Governor Dayton's office and he's looking at what happened in the last legislative session and the cities and counties aren't doing what was envisioned was going to happen, then at what point do you pull back and say, well, okay, if we're going to give you these tools and you're not going to use them, then to heck with you. Is that a danger? Am I going too far, Myron, with that?
Well, so, I mean, we still just have preliminary numbers. No, I think we have to lay everything on the table. We have to be honest. What can we do? What can we afford to do from the state level in terms of supporting local governments, and what can they realistically do in terms of providing services? But I think one of the things that we do want to look at are these preliminary numbers. As you know, in November, they're released, and they have the cities and counties have until the end of December to finalize them. And so they can't go up. They can only come down now from what they are in preliminary numbers. We'll know the final numbers in February, and then we'll take a look at the overall state levy and see how it worked out. We also increased the renter's credit and the homestead credit refunds too. So that will also offset this a little bit. So we have to kind of wait until February and March before we get the final numbers. So I think it's a little too early to make that judgment yet.
Okay, but when it comes to some of the preliminary numbers, from what I've read, isn't there more money kind of in the coffers than was expected? And that's a good thing for the state of Minnesota, right? When it comes
it is,
to
right, no, it is a good thing. Just what was it, Tuesday? I think released the
yeah.
We had $50 million more in revenues than we anticipated. Most of that was in individual income tax, some in sales, and some in corporate income tax. So the good thing is, we're seeing the forecast that we are projecting, we're actually beating the forecast with our revenues. But that's a month-to-month variation we have to be careful about. As you know, in November, the end of November, we'll have what we call the November forecast that comes out the first week of December. And that will give us an idea of how we've been doing the last 7 or 8 months. And then we'll have the February forecast, which is really the big one, before the session starts. And that will tell us how we're doing for the next biennium.
Perfect. All right, Myron. Thank you, my friend, for coming on the program. Enjoy your time in Ada, and keep Eakin, Marquardt, and Lean in line, okay?
I'll do my best.
I'm friends with all of them, and they are tough to control, but you do the best you can. You use your power if you have to, okay?
I'll do the best I can. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, you bet. Myron Franz is the Revenue Commissioner in the state of Minnesota.